Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow. Our CBS Local Sports app allows you to live stream your favorite sports talk radio show and actively participate in the conversation. Download the free Audio Roadshow mobile app. Call **326 from your mobile phone. That's **FAN.
CBS Local's Best Of section has everything you need to look your best for less. For all your local shopping and style hints, tips, and tricks, visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. We know shopping and style. We know local.
Want to check out some great museums, exhibits, bookstores, and film festivals in the area, but don't know where to find them? Then check out CBS Local's Best Of section, your one-stop shop for everything cultural. We've got features and reviews for local theater, dance, art, museums, and more. Just visit the Best Of page at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for the best of local arts and culture. CBS Local. We know arts and culture. We know local.
Looking for some great museums, exhibits, and bookstores in your city, but don't know where to find them? Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for everything arts and culture. CBS Local. We know arts and culture. We know local.
Hey, so what are we going to do Friday night?
For the best of nightlife and music in your area, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. From comedy clubs to concerts to the best places for a girls' night out, we've got the scene covered. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for a night out on the town.
We have to do this more often!
Yeah! CBS Local. We know nightlife and music. We know local.
Tonight,
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Live from the grand opening of a new Golfsmith, 627 Roosevelt Road, down here in the Loop. New 2015 golf clubs now available. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Utica in game two of the first round of the playoffs tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. White Sox head coach Robin Ventura confirmed to reporters that Chris Sale did approach the Royals clubhouse after being ejected for his involvement in the bench-clearing brawl. Ventura said he was glad others were there and that cooler heads prevailed. Tonight, the Sox see the Royals. Jose Quintana takes the ball for the Sox. Danny Duffy for the Royals here on the score. Quintana is coming off a loss in Detroit where he gave up 9 runs in 4 innings. Adam Eaton will lead off tonight and play center. He's one of the igniters of that brawl last night, along with Royals starter Yordano Ventura. Cubs ace John Lester and Red starter Mike Leake will face each other for the second time this season. Neither got the win on the April 13th game, although the Reds won that game. Chris Bryant is at third today, batting fourth. Dexter Fowler is in center and leading off, and there's a full slate of MLB action tonight as well. The Angels are very close to parting ways with Josh Hamilton. A lot of reports from very prominent reporters out there about that. Scott Darling will start in net for Game 6 tomorrow at the United Center. Head coach Joel Quenneville would not address the net situation if there is a Game 7. The puck drops at 7 at the United Center tomorrow. Preds captain Shea Weber is out the rest of the series with a lower body injury he suffered in Game 2. Blackhawks lead the series 3-2. NHL playoff action on television tonight. Tonight, Rangers look to eliminate the Penguins from New York in Game 5. Montreal leads Ottawa 3-1, and that's a Game 5 as well tonight. St. Louis and Minnesota face off, tied at 2 games apiece. Bulls and Bucks 3-0. The Bulls lead the Bucks 3-0, and they could sweep tomorrow afternoon. Tip at 4:30 from the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Derrick Rose was very sure of himself and his team today in his session with the media, says that they have something special moving forward. Fox Sports report that a recently suspended Cowboy defenseman, Greg Hardy, was involved in verbal altercation with a defensive end teammate, Devon Coleman, during the team's conditioning session yesterday, had to be separated by teammates. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. Stop by that Little Mexican Cafe in Chicago next Friday to kick off your Cinco de Mayo for the Southsider pregame from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And following the game, enter for your chance to win great prizes presented by Cabrito Tequila. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight, 6:35 pregame. The Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh.
Or is it Bernstein?
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Bruce Levine.
It is true that Purcell did go over to the other side and try to find the Kansas City Ventura to continue the disagreement.
Steve Stone.
I don't think that's something you want to get in the habit of doing, because you go into there and, you know, you might have all the great intentions of looking for one fellow, and you go in and you find eight.
Yeah, what's the end game?
And they're all wearing Kansas City uniforms. And you're going in, you know, and there's eight guys standing there, and you want to prove a point, but I don't think proving a point is getting thrown out on your ear.
Fours and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
You probably know all this, but a lot of our younger audiences, like Rick, who was born the day they went to Al Capone's vault. You know that? He was born the day they opened Al Capone's.
I found him in there.
He was like laying on top of a pulled pork sandwich.
Oh my God. It's a baby on his pork sandwich.
I'm not a baby. I'm Rick Camp, damn it. And I'm 2 days old. Get me the hell out of here.
And I'm not paying for this pork sandwich either.
But I'm going to take it with me, though.
It's all comp. It's on you, Geraldo.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chris Sale spoke today to assembled media at U.S. Cellular Field about last night's series of incidents. I'm not going to call it an incident because there were multiple incidents up to and including his apparent attempt to storm the opposing clubhouse well after the fact. So he had some splaining to do and took care of that just minutes ago.
There's reports out of Kansas City that you went over to the clubhouse in the eighth inning last night looking for Ventura, looking for something. Can you talk about that?
I mean, there's really nothing to talk about. I mean, it is what it is. What's done is done. It's all in the past. You know, baseball's a day-to-day sport. Every day is a new day. So anything that happened yesterday, we're ready to win a ball game today. We're just ready to put this all behind us, really. I mean, we come in every day ready to win, and that's what we're ready to do.
You feel like baseball's not going to put it behind them. Are you anticipating this?
Because you guys don't want to put it behind you. This really involves, you know, two teams, and anybody outside of that. I'm sorry, it's really just between us. I mean, it's between two teams, and I think anything other than that is a little too much.
Obviously, you stand up for your team, they stand up for you. It's all a good thing. But is there anything, if you had to do it over again today, you would have done differently from yesterday?
Like I said before, I'm not here to put my foot in my mouth. I'm not going to, you know, spill anything or anything like that. We're here to win. I mean, we're baseball players. Like I said, today's a new day. We're ready to win. We've got three games left with these guys, so we're not going to sit here and worry about what happened in the first day. I mean, worry about things in the past and the things in the future and right in front of you slip away. So we're ready to win a ball game tonight.
It's important to show that you guys aren't intimidated with that of anything that happened last night.
Yeah, I mean, in sports, you have to have confidence, and you build on that, and that's what winning teams do. And you know, we're just trying to build confidence and play together as a team and come in every day and win ball games.
Chris, is it hard not to carry over hard feelings against another team that you've had a couple of, you know, dust-ups already, or can you just forget about that and just concentrate on playing baseball?
You know, it is what it is. Whatever, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, like I said, we're here to play a baseball game, and anything happens other than that, we'll take care of it. But First and foremost, we're baseball players and we're professionals and we want to play to win.
Is it good that people know around the game that you mess with the White Sox players that everyone's going to be standing up and...
We're not boxers, man. We're baseball players. I mean, we're not here to, like, set any tones or beat anybody. I mean, it just happened. Tempers flared a little bit. You know, got a little hot, but, you know, we're not... It's not going to turn into Fight Club or anything like that. It's baseball. We got a little upset. Tempers got a little high, and then that's it. I mean, I think everyone's just making a little bit bigger deal than it really is.
Chris, you said you're here to play a baseball game, but if, let's say, Major League Baseball decides it's going to suspend you and Jeff, that means you guys can't pitch. Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose? It winds up being a detriment to the club to lose two guys like yourself if that happens.
Yeah, I don't know what course they're going to take, but, you know, you deal with it. You're supposed to be responsible for your actions, and we will. Whatever comes our way, we're going to handle, and we're going to take it, and just move forward. Just try to move forward, and like I said, just come in every day with a good attitude and ready to win ball games.
How long did it take you to get over what
happened? It's over with. It's over. So, I mean, like I said, today's a new day. Ready to play some baseball and ready to win a ball game.
Win games now!
Now, isn't the rule that day's starting pitcher gets to pick the music?
Yeah, I was thinking that, but that's not always the
Jose
case.
Jose Quintana choose that.
That's not always the case in every clubhouse. I mean, okay. I think it's a team leader or a veteran, some guy who's going to pick, or you might have a case where Quintana doesn't matter.
Quintana, you know, and listen, what is that wild child or whatever it is? Bad.
Kenny Chesney, yeah. Wild child. I get it. You know, it's your area, it's your domain, it's your territory, but it's part of the damn aspect of being a professional baseball player. Media goes in your locker room. That's the only damn place they can talk to you. Someone of the media relation department, turn the damn radio off.
Yeah, that's
turn the radio off
or down.
I don't need to hear Kenny Chesney in the background. And don't talk about being professional and we're just baseball players. It's just a baseball game. You do that crap because you are hurting your team when you're going to miss a start now. And Samardzija is going to miss a start.
And you say it's over. No, it's not over. It's not over until you're suspended. Over.
And you're going to lose a game. And Samardzija is going to lose a game. And you can't afford to have Samardzija and Sale miss starts.
It's that Fight Club. We're not boxers. And why did you act like it last night? It's over. It's in the past. No, it's not yet. Eventually it will be. But this started at the first series against the Royals. It's continuing now.
Right.
If it's within your control to not do it, don't say, oh, well, you know, it just happens
sometimes.
Then don't
do it.
Well, it's not Fight Club. Right? Everybody's trying to play all sides of this. And seriously, somebody from the media relations department, and you know, it's okay as a reporter to ask, would it be okay if we turn the music down? I used to ask all the time. All the time. There's